We want action this time. Yes. We want them to pass the George Floyd Police Reform Act this time.
That's right.
They owe us that. Yes. They owe this family that. They owe all the other families who have been hurt, harmed, and brutalized as a result of interactions with law enforcement in this country. And then, when that happens, we got to call on the Tennessee General Assembly.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Rovon Wells has asked for the Tyree Nichols Police Reform Act to be passed in the Tennessee General Assembly. We need to fight for that. We need to leave this funeral tomorrow after the eulogy and after we've laid Mr. Nichols to rest, and we need to go to Nashville, and we need to call on Governor Bill Lee. We need to call on our Tennessee General Assembly.
Yes.
We need to call on all of those who come to our churches, pastors, every Sunday.
Yes.
And they ask for our votes. Uh-huh. Then they come to our community meetings, and they ask for them to support us. And they come to our schools, and then they ask for our votes. But when they go to Nashville, we want the action. We want them to pass the Tyree Nichols Police Reform Act, and we want that to be done today. We want that to be done right now.
Yes.
Duty to de-escalate, duty to intervene, duty to render aid, and a duty to be decent.
Yes.
You don't have to be trained to be a decent human being.
Yes.
You don't have to go through police procedures to know if a man is sitting there slumping down that you got to render aid to him.
That's right.
So that he could live.
That's right.
I'm not a police officer, and I know that. I'm not a medical professional. I know that. And so what we have to do is stay focused on humanity, stay focused on the cause, stay focused on making sure that Tyree Nichols did not die in vain. Justice for Tyree.
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 Justice for Tyree.